We are learning Maseches Bamatzia, Daf Lamed Hey Yom Dalef, and we are starting approximately 15 lines from the top. Rav Huna bar Tachlifa Meshmei de Rava. We had a brisa that gave two different cases. One case was where the malva is being taveya the loiva back for the money. The loiva owes the money, and the loiva says, "I gave you a mashkin." The malva says, "Yes, the mashkin was worth half the chayv." So we gave example, it was worth, the mashkin was worth 5,000, but you owe me 10,000, so you still owe me 5,000. And the Loiva says, no, it was worth 10,000. So Allah is your potter from everything. He's saying, I already gave you the watch of a mashkin, you lost it, so you owe me 10,000, I owe you 10,000, it's a wash, it's potter. The next case of the ratio was, where he says, no, it wasn't worth 5,000, it was 7,500, I only owe you 2,500, not 5,000. So there he has to make a shua, al tzmoida miksas. And then the Seifa said a case where the mashkin was worth more, that's the Loiva's tying, the mashkin was worth more than the Hava, and the Loiva is the Tevei, it's taking the Malva. You owe me still $10,000 after more than the Chayv because it's worth more. And the Malva says, no, it was worth exactly 10,000. So then there's no Shvuah. But when the Malva says, yeah, it was worth more, but only a little bit more, only 12,500, so I only owe you 2,500, so then it's Maida Miksas, and there the Malva has to make a Shvuah. And the Gemara Kasha, and the Brisa says that in the Reisha, the Loiva shouldn't make the Shua because the Malva might pull out the Mashkin and prove him wrong. And the Gemara's Kasha was, the fear of Huna holds that you have to make a Shua, Shein v'Shusay. So when Malva says he got lost the watch, he has to make a Shua, Shein v'Shusay. So what's the Chashash? He might pull it out. So the Gemara had three Mahalchin. Rabba and Rav Yosef, both said cases where Rabba said it was burnt, or Rav Yosef said it was Edom Shenignava. So that's why there's no shua because there's Eidim Shnigneva. How is it to bring it? Go find it. That's one teretz. The next teretz, Abaye says, no, Avadi made a shua, but there's a gzeri, he might pull it, say, I found it after the shua. And Ravashi says, Avadi, in such a case, in the ratio of Leiva makes the shua, might make sense. Just, we make the malva make the shua first of shua, shem, and shusay, in order you shouldn't pull it out. Those are the three mahalachim we had the Gemara before. Now Rav Huna about the chlifa mishmei the Rav Omar, that's holding 15 lines from the top. Rav Huna about the chlifa mishmei the Rav Omar, Reisha the Seifa tiyufta l'Rav Huna. The Reisha of the Seifa is the kasha Rav Huna. The Reisha of the Seifa means the case. The Seifa is the case where the loiva is tining to the malva, you owe me an extra 10,000 because the mask was worth more. And the malva says, no, it was worth exactly the chayv. And that's a kasha Rav Huna. Why? Let's see inside. Raise your sefer to Rav Huna. Kunsela al visani alav, the v'shtayim or yeshava. The loiva tain is, you lent me a sela, but the thing I gave you, the mashkin I gave you, is worth two shlom, double. V'aloim erlo yikel osal v'sicha alav sela yeshava. No, the mashkin was worth the amount of the chayiv. The locha is potter. The malva is potter. It was kefa akal. V'im isel Rav Huna, if you hold Rav Huna, that the malva is anyway making a shvua. Shvua shvene b'shusai, that the watch is not a marashos, the mashkin is not a marashos. So the chayra, I can make him swear, that malva swear anyway, that the mask was only worth a sela. Why? Because migud mishtaba malva shein mishusoi l'shtaba nami a gilgal shvua kama yeshava. Because Allah is something called gilgal shvua. Once he's making a shvua anyway, I can make him make a shvua on something else. So then the arises then gilgal shvua. So here I can make him make a shvua on something else. He's making anyway a shvua shein mishusoi. So now I can megalgal on him the shvua of how much it's worth. So here, the fear of Huna, it's a bit of Rav Huna, so he's not making a shua with the Malva, but fear of Huna that they always make a shua. That's not in your Rishos, that's Rav Huna's Chiddush, that even in a case where your Chayev or Pot makes a difference, there's a new shua Shein and Rishus, so you don't have it by you. So here, the Malva has to make the shua. If he has to make a shua, why don't you make him galgal the shua, how much it's worth? So it's a kasha on Rav Huna. And like Tosis explains, this kasha is only shver on Abaya and Rav Ashi's pshat in the Brisa, so they're saying that Hitaka has to make a shua. But according to Rava or Rav Yosef that said that there was Edim, that it was stolen, so then you don't need, there's no Gilgal Shua because you're not making a shua in this case of the Brisa. That's only a kasha according to a buyer of Ashish Mahalchin in this Brisa. So the kasha is, why is it Gilgal Shua? If you've had this shua, Shem Shusai, why is it Gilgal Shua? I'm Rav Ashi, I'm Riso, Shmaisa Kanye, Rav Kanav, I'm Lee, and he answered to me, Tehei B'maminoi. The case over here was that the loiva trusted the malva. He trusted the malva, and therefore, and when the malva says he doesn't have it anymore, the loiva says, I trust him. He doesn't have to make a shua. So that's why, in such a case, there's no gilgal shua. I can ask me, so why don't we answer in the ratio? So we had a kasha in the ratio. That was the problem, the loiva is making a shua, L'chayro, the Malva's not going to pull it out. The Malva made a shvu shem shvusa. We had the cash on the ratio. When we answer, the Malva's not making a shvu shem shvusa because of Eva Aminoi. So Tosis speaks out that there he wouldn't be miming him because he wants the not going to be able to make a shvu then. So he wants to be miming him. He wants to make a shvu shem shvusa in order that he can make a shvu. That's why. He's saying in the ratio, you can't say he's miming him that stam shvusa because then the loiva won't be able to make a shvu because the Malva might pull it out. So there, of course, he wants him to make a shvua. That's for sure. But here, he doesn't think about Gilgal so much. Therefore, it can be b'teva amina. So break the Marakasha, if the loiv is trusting the malva regarding any reshusai, so why don't you say the loiv is trusting the malva also got the price of the mashkin? Nehem the loiv v'lamalva na'am v'ha. Which the Rishash takes has a big kasha on this. That like, what's the having? You know the kasha bishlam the gabe in v'shusai that the loiva has no idea about. There you can say I trust the malva, but legabi the price of the mashkin. What's the kasha that the loiva saying? The Mara is saying let the loiva trust the malva. The loiva knows that's a different value. He's tiny's different value. What kind of tiny is that that he's trusted the malva? He only trusts the malva things that he doesn't know himself. He definitely knows himself. Why should he trust the malva? That's the Rishash's kasha on this gemara. And the answer is that since you machzik him to Neman, you should have been miming him and the toiler toys in yourself that maybe you're making a mistake how much it's worth. But in any case, Mar's kash is let the loiva trust the malva, also gavidanan baha, kamav shava. Mar says, like kim le begava, lemaisa, it's not, he knows the malva doesn't know exactly the price. So therefore, it's not helping miming him, he doesn't know the price. So what's the saying? We're talking about good friends here that mind each other. So why don't we say the malva is trust the loiva how much it's worth, and therefore the loiva should win? So tomorrow, not loiva hamalei. The malva is not trust the loiva. Pray to Gemara. Maishna loiva the hamalei the malva. Maishna malva the loiva hamalei loiva. Why is it different? Why is the loiva trust the malva, and why doesn't the malva trust the loiva? So my answer is because loiva makayim beiva malva. The pasuk that says in Mishlei, Tumas Yesharim Tamchem, which means the Tmimus of the Yesharim Tamchem will lead them. And we're assuming this person who's the Malva, he has a lot of bracha in his life because he's giving the loans. So he must be a straight person, a tzaddik. Malva Mekayim Beloiva, he looks at Loiva as the end of that pasuk, V'selef Boigdim Yeshadim, that the crookedness of the Rishaim will make them steal, and therefore, he thinks that loiva is not trusted. The malva is more trustworthy because he is the usher than the loiva, who looks like he has it a hard time, and there he's not so trustworthy. As Gemara points out, that's what's going on over here, and that's what the Brice is talking about, where the loiva trusts the malva gabeinu b'shusa, and therefore there's no gilgul shvua, but the malva is not trusted the loiva gabeinu the price, and therefore we have his argument, the price of the mashkin. So bottom line is, we answered Rav Huna from this Braisa, and therefore we can stick with Rav Huna's halacha, that any time someone tainis that something was stolen, say if he pays for it, say if he doesn't pay for it, in any case, he has to taina, he has to make a shua, shu shem shusai, because we're scared he took it for himself. So who gavra, the afkid kipi gavri chavri. A certain person gave kipi, which are jewelry, to his friend to watch. He gave it for safekeeping. The guy's a shimer. Amalei, then he came to him a few weeks later. Amalei, have the kipi, have my jewelry back, my earrings back. Amalei, lo yidan eich esvinu. I don't know where I put it. I'm asking, I took it, but I have no idea what I did with it. Also, come to Rav Nachman, Amalei, Rav Nachman Paskin, kol lo yidan apshiyusihi. Anyone who says, there's no way he put it, that's a pshia. And the Rishonim handle, is it like a mazik, or is it a pshia? In any case, he's chayiv. If you don't know where you put something, that alone is being negligent, and you're chayiv for that to pay. So here, he doesn't know where you put it. So maybe it's in his house, but he doesn't know where you put it. And now he can't return it to the Baal. And the luck is, he has to pay for that. And it's not an oinus. He says, oh, I'm so absent-minded. It's an oinus. No, it's not an oinus. If you don't know where it is, you're a pshia. So you pass Zil Shlim, go pay for the nizamim. Loy Shilim, you don't want to pay. Shem Zim, I'm paying. Also Rav Nachman, went, Agve la padna minei. He collected his house from him because he had to pay. So his nechasim amashuvit, he collected his nechasim. L'soif, what happened was, a few months later, they're cleaning for Pesach. L'soif, v'shtakach kipi, they found the jewelry, v'ikar, and it happened to go up in price. So who owns this jewelry? He had paid for it already. He gave him one of his houses and one of his properties. Well, we're paid to the owner of the jewelry. Now, did you say now, this shomer owns the kipi, or he gives it back to the original owner, or the original owner gives back the property. What's the halacha? Amar Rav Nachman, hod kipi l'marayu, we give back the jewelry to the owner, v'hodra padna l'maro, and the property goes back to the owner. Amar Rav, that's what he says. He paskins that the price went up. It's not the shomer won't gain over here. You give it back to the original owner, and you get back your property. Amar Rav, I was sitting in front of Rav Nachman, he made this pesach, and actually we were learning Perakim Amafkid Hava. The sukkah we were learning is this Perak Amafkid. Va'amri lei, and I asked him, doesn't it say in our first Mishnah here, Shilem v'le rotz v'shava, if the shomer pays and doesn't swear, and the halacha is, who gets the kefil? The kefil goes to the shomer. So here, why don't we say that the profits of this kipi, and the kipi goes to the shomer? I can ask me, Gizus and Vlodos, which are thing that grow from the animal itself, taka doesn't go to the shomer, that for sure goes to the owner. So here, going on price like Gizir Vladis, that's a good kasha, Taisa asks a kasha. Taisa says, Zok Taisa Vesivna Shilem, Zok Taisa Vesarach Leimar, third Taisa from the top, the Yukra the Kipi have a Shvacha the Alma, Kmekvela, it's considered Shvacha the Alma. Loidomi the Gizir Vladis, the Oise Shvach Nikr Begufa Behema. Only Vladis and Gizis, which are Nikr and the Gufa Behema, that goes back to the Bailam for sure. But anything that comes from Mela, goes to the shomer. So as kasha was here, the shomer should be getting the gains that I went up in price. So b'vloya hadli, I asked him this kasha, and Rachman didn't answer me. And after I thought about it, I understood that it's not even a kasha. V'shapa ovad loy hadli, it was very smart that he didn't answer me because it's not a kasha. My time, hosom in the case of our mishloy, you didn't have to schlep him to Besdin to pay. The guy just paid. Therefore, the owner is very happy, makatoyv, and he's makatoyv to kefil. Hacha, atrichil beidina, he didn't want to pay. When it was stretched out for months until he paid. And therefore, he had to collect his property. Therefore, there's no hakna of the kefil. And Tosfos speaks out that even though we learned the Maseches Bava Kamma, there's a case there where someone, they went to Bezdin, and he actually made a shvua, and then he paid, and then he paid for it. According to Rav, he got the kefil. So Tosfos says, that case is still better. You know what? There he paid l'maisa v'rtzoyna. Here, he didn't want to pay. He didn't want to pay, and therefore, that's why there's no hakna of the profits. Frank the Gemara, Stamazoyim, he was saying, what happens? You already collected the piece of property. So you're going to tell me, Lameimra, the Sovra Rav Nachman Shuma Hadar, we'll see soon, there's a shayla about Shuma Hadar. You tell me Rav Nachman holds that Shuma is Hadar, that the Shuma goes back? Because here, he already collected it. So why does it go back? So my answer, he already collected his property. Why does it go back? So tomorrow, no. Shani Hossam, the Shuma Petayus Hava. The story there was a mistake. He always had the kipi. It's not a regular Shuma where a guy owes a chayiv and you collect his property. It's a shayla in the next Gemara if it's a mechira or not, or if it's or if you're chayzer or not. But here, Lemaisa here was a mistake, the whole collecting, because he really had the kipi in his house. So therefore, here, Lekuliyama, you will go back and be Shuma Hada. Now we'll go on to Sugya Shuma Hada. Amr Adoy. Shuma Hada Atresi Yakashasa. Shuma means in a case where Reuven owes Shimon $10,000, he owes him the money, he borrowed the money, and he doesn't want to pay. So we give him 90 days to try to come up with the money, and we write a star, a darchta on his properties, and we collect his properties after 90 days, and that's called a shuma. Now, let's say, like 6 months later, he comes up with money. He says, you know what, I want my property back. So he said, too bad. It's really like a sale. I bought that property with the chayv. So the shaila is shuma hada not. Amri adoy shuma hada atresi yakashas. Until 12 months, it's shuma hada, which it's mevuyer that it's only a din. Really, the rice of etzem, it's a good collection already, but it's as flim ashur as a din. The rabbanon said that's shuma hada. We feel bad for the loiva. Oma meimen omra adoy anov. It's really shuma hada loylam. Goes forever. The hilchas of shuma hada loylam. You always could pay up and get back your property. It's a frim ashur sadin to give it back. And the lumdus is because since the guy who lent the money, really all he wants back, he wasn't planning on buying a field. He lent money, he wants money back. So now he landed up with a property. So it's like he went good for him. He landed up with a property. But that wasn't what his matara was, what his intention was when he made the loan. Therefore, as long as he's giving back his money, so that's fine. There's nothing wrong with getting back the money. So that was the intention in the first place. So you landed up with a property. That's shuma hada. We take it away from you because the frim is shuras aden. But the Gemara makes some qualifications about this halacha. Pshita. Shomu leila ba'achayv, va'ozu yivu shomu leila ba'achayv today. Which means the malveh collected this property because someone owed him money. And then this own Malva owed someone else money, and he didn't have money either, so the other guy collected this property from him. So the same thing, if the original Loiva pays the Malva the money, and now he's trying to get the property back, the Malva goes back to his Balchayv and gets the property back with that money. Because it's all the same, because they're all in for the money, they're all halvas, and therefore we say, but Sisa Yashav HaTayv is such a case. Pshita, Shomel El Balchayv also, Yehu Shomel El Balchayv today, Amrino Lei, Loi Odev At Megavra Da'osimine. You're no better than the guy you came from. The second Balchayv came from the first Balchayv. Both of them, the intention was lending out money, and now you landed up with a property, but as long as you get the money, you have to give it back. But if this Malva, who collected the property, landed up selling it to someone, Zovna, or Urto, he's merged it to someone, or the Yavis Matano, he gave it for a present, so those people who got that, they don't have to give it back if given money, because their whole attention, their whole shaykes relationship to this property was the property, not money. The property. They bought the property, they wanted the property. Or they got a matana, they got the property. They don't take it away from them already. There's no din, lefrim mishurus din on them. It's only lefrim mishurus din on someone whose whole plan was to get money, and he landed up with a property. But this guy, these guys, someone who bought something, who got some birusha, got some matana, his whole relationship with the property was to get a property. So you don't give him money instead. Zovna urta v'yav matana vade hani mekar daite the aron nakas v'lava daite the zuzi nakas avade went down for the property and not for the money. Avade did the das was on the property and there was no das on the money, and therefore money won't help to placate him. And that's not going to be you're not going to be paid from him. What about a case like this? Shamu lo leisha. There was Isha owed money, and they collected her property. And then she gets married. Insiva. And then she gets married. We'll say each case separately, even though the Gemara puts it together. We'll say each case is here. And then she gets married. And then, so now, when she gets married, so all her properties are considered, they belong to the husband, at least the Paris. And then when the Isha dies, the husband is considered a lekeach, is considered a lekeach on their property. So here the case is that they collected the property from her, and then she gets married, and then she dies, and the bialim is Yerushim. So here, the halach is that you don't have to give it. The first case is shamul lo leisha means they took it from the isha. The isha collected the isha. Someone owed the isha money. I said the case wrong. So again. Someone owed the Isha money, so the Isha needed the money, couldn't collect it, so the Isha collected the properties. Now the Isha has a property, the lady has a property, just married. Now this property that she collected, now the husband becomes a little bit shutuf in it, gets the payers. And the loch is that when the Isha dies, the husband is considered a lekeach. So, and he gets the property. So here in such a case, now after the Isha dies, the Baal Chayv comes with money and says, I want to be paid it. So we say nothing doing. Because since the husband is a lekeach, we just said that by a lekeach, where his relationship to the property is a lekeach, then he doesn't have to give it back. So in that case, with shamu lo lit isha, when you shast up a property to pay back a isha, and then she gets married, the halacha is loy meheda, you don't give it back. What's the second case? Oy, shamu mina di isha, this is the case we were saying before, shamu mina di isha, we took a property away from the isha, ve'intziva umesa, and then she gets married and dies, and now the Isha is the one who owed the money. Now the husband wants to take money and go be paid to the property. Like Taisa speaks out, a regular Yairish could pay their property. It means if the Loiva has a son, and the Loiva dies, the son also could be paid to his property. But a husband cannot, because a husband is not considered a Yairish, a husband is considered a Lekeach. So this thing Lekeach works Lekula and Lechumra to the Baal. It works to his benefit when the Isha is the collector of the property, so then once she dies and the husband is the lekeach, the husband doesn't have to give it back. But it works the other way also, that if the Isha, they took away a property from the Isha, the husband after the Isha's death cannot go collect it now with money, cannot go be paid there, redeem it with money, because he's considered a lekeach and not a Yerush. So therefore he cannot, so this din lekeach is good for him and not good for him, depends on the case. Depends if the Isha is the one who collected the property or the one who gave the property. So shomel the Isha v'intzva, if the Isha collected a property and got married, shomel minei the Isha v'intzva, or they collected a property from the Isha and she got married, and she dies, Baal benichs the ish lekeachav. A baal in the chasam of his wife is considered a lekeach. Loy meheder, which means he doesn't have to give it back. But you don't give it back to him when he comes to be paided. Like the second case, you can't be paided either. They were masakin in Usha. That's where Sanhedrin was in Golos. The isha sold her nichsim alug in the lifetime of the baal mumesan, and she dies. So habal moitz miyam lekuchos. The baal is considered the first lekeach, which means, let's say a father sells properties before he dies, and then he dies. So the yerush has no din on those properties; it was sold already. But an isha, when she sells something in her lifetime, she can't really sell the perish; she only sells the guf, the principal. But if she dies, the halacha is that the husband from the marriage is considered the first lekeach. From the start of the marriage, anything she sells after the marriage, and then she dies, he's not stama yerush. With here, it would work the mechira of the isha. He's considered lekeach rishon, and he will take it from lekuchos. So if you buy a private from isha, it's a risk. If the husband will die or get divorced, then you're going to buy it from the lekeach. Then the lekeach bought it from the isha. But if not, then you're not getting that property because the husband is the lekeach rishon. So halach is habam moitz miyal lekuchos. Zok the gemara on top of base. Agva iu b'chayvay. What about, we're talking about the case of a shuma. We're talking about a case of a shuma that there, if Bezdin, let's say Bezdin, then we say by shuma, we say that Bezdin collected the property from you, you're allowed to be paid at any time. Let's say you yourself, you didn't have money when the Malva came to you, so you gave him a property. It's a little different here. Bezdin didn't schlep it from you, you gave it yourself. So maybe here, you can't be paid there, because maybe here you gave it with your das. Agva iu b'chayvay, plika barabach ravina. Chad amma hodra. One man says there's din shuma hadra in this also. There's no shuma hadra. Manda amaloy hadra. The one says it doesn't go back. So it's a regular zvini. You paid up your chayv with this property with your full das. You yourself gave full das and paid it up. Manda amar hadra sova loy zvinim al yehu. It's not a zvinim al yehu. The agvei daite that they gave it loy also ledina and didn't go to bezdin. And wait till they slept it after him. Marcus Ksufa, he don't want to go through the agvei. He didn't want to go through the whole dentira. He just paid it up. He had no money now. He didn't want to give the property, but he don't have to go through the whole bezdin. Bezdin goes and makes a collection on him. So he just gave the property. But of course, he had the same das that he has money. He wants to be paid it, and therefore the frim shur zadin, you should give him back the property when he has money. So that's machlokes over here. If agvei b'chayvei, is that called das or not? The Gemara last Gemara for the Mishnah, me'emis ochel peri. When does the guy who collects the property, when does he start eating the payers of the property? So three-way machlokes. When he gets the shtar, they give him a right to collect property. That means after 90 days of not paying, Bezdin gives him a shtar that he has a right to go collect and identify a property and take the property. But even though he didn't take it yet, from that minute and on, the property is going to take, he gets the payers from that time on. That's the first man diyama. Abai yama even gets it even earlier. Edav b'chasumav zachalai. He when he writes the shtar adacht already, and you have edav on it, already then he gets the payers. Even before he gets to his hand. Rava amar aleidas man. Mechim shlimu yimeach rezasa. Even after he identifies a field, after 90 days, they still put the field on the selling block. They want to get the most money possible for this property. And therefore, it still takes another few days, or 30 days, Lefirash brings down the Gemara in Erechin. It's another 30 days until actually the property reaches his hands. You don't get the payers until you finish those 30 days, and then it's fully yours. That is when you start eating payers. So three of my chalikas, either when you get the Shtar Adachta, or from the Edim Shtar Adachta, which is even before that, or later, after the 30 days of that it's on the block, on the selling block, that's when you get it back.